reports that Turkey is supporting Al-Qaeda in an attempt to overthrow Syria. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. I told you last week that media is ignoring the fact that not only did the Turkish Air Force shoot down a Syrian fighter jet, but that Turkey did so in an area where Al-Qaeda is attempting to gain control of a key northern Syrian border crossing. Well, now comes a new revelation. An audio recording of a phone call between high-level Turkish authorities, including the foreign minister, the head of Turkish intelligence, the undersecretary of foreign ministry, and a general. The conversation, which has been translated into English, appears to include statements by the head of intelligence to use Al-Qaeda to create a false flag to send troops into Syria. Reuters news agency, which examined that recording, said it could not verify its authenticity, but it was potentially the most damaging purported leak so far, as it does appear to be a bugging of a highly confidential conversation among top leaders. Justification can be created, they say, to take Syrian land north of Apello, where a tomb, Suleiman Shah, is located. So how has Turkey's government responded to this supposed leak? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. How has Turkey's government responded to a supposed leak of high-level officials working with Al-Qaeda to overthrow Syria? By blocking YouTube from the entire country, which apparently didn't work very well. Officially, the Turkish authorities have said the only thing this recording actually proves is that they are making plans to protect Turkish land if necessary. But they've also threatened to throw into prison the traitor who leaked the phone call. This story proves once again that the case for war can be made through false flag operations and through propaganda. But thanks to new media, we might have insight into those kinds of operations like we never have before. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
I like to step back, get away from the daily happenings, and take a look at solutions and ways to deal with the problem beyond just sitting here and griping about what we already know. Yes, it is important to address the powers that shouldn't be and their colossal failures and desire to deplete us, the useless eaters, from this beautiful planet that we live on. However, we need to then look at action. Because if we stay here crippled in fear, then, well, we will surmise to their grip on humanity. And that's not what we want to do, ladies and gentlemen. No, no, no. I sometimes ask myself, is this show doing anything? Is it just because I like the sound of my own voice? Is it because I have nothing better to do? Well, I know I have nothing better to do. Well, wait. That used to be the case. Now I'm a family man. Now I have the little one, and I much rather spend time with him. And even before that, I much rather spend time playing music with friends, laughing. And I laugh here, and I play music here with friends. But you get the point. Joining us today on the show is David W5MZ. He is a ham radio operator and just an all-around solution-oriented individual with an in-depth understanding of how to go beyond the grid, how to go beyond the control, more importantly, of the powers that shouldn't be. And we'll take a look at several different avenues to do so. And without further ado, I'll bring David on. David, how are you?
Good evening, Bob. I'm doing wonderful. It's good to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. We haven't done this in a while. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about your background?
Oh, wow. Okay, well, we have a couple extra hours here. No, I'm just going to...
Take your time.
Give you the RDCV. I've been in amateur radio for decades. This has been a lifelong hobby. It's been very interesting. Met a lot of interesting people. Got a lot of interesting skills as a result of this, and I've also been in the computer industry doing networks and security and all that stuff, which we will probably touch on here later. So I've got a diverse, you know, technical background, which allows me to pull a bunch of the resources together to start communicating off-grid.
You know, in other words, you're a nerd, right?
Well, yeah.
Is geek the politically correct way of
saying it? I'm not biting any heads off any chickens, so, you know, okay. if you want to go down the nerd, you know, path, you know, so all right. Be it. it is what it is.
Well, all this stuff is over my head. However, I see something in specifically amateur radio that is a really important skill and tool to use. And I think that we often think about prepping as just getting your canned food together and being able to protect your household with guns. and with having some insights on how to treat yourself in case of an emergency, a medical emergency, when you don't have access to the hospital. Not that our medical field is really doing much for us these days, but if there's some sort of traumatic injury, then you want to do something about it, and having an understanding of how we can treat it at home can be valuable. So that's what people usually think of when we're talking about prepping. Canning and food and that kind of thing, and all the aforementioned other categories. And they forget of communication and networking, I guess. It's not quite networking, but it is in a sense. And they forget about how we are, by our very nature right now, connected. And I'm connected right now doing this radio show with you, David. We're using technology that depends on the grid, and we're right now organizing and discussing things to try to inspire change, to try to get out there and come together and plan for the sake of combating an issue that we face, that us as like-minded individuals and as humanitarians, I hate to use that word, but you get the idea. So I really see the value in that, and I wonder, is this something that people who are not amateurs, people who are, let me step back a moment, people who are not technically savvy and are legitimately amateurs, is this something that they can incorporate fairly easy? As well, will you kind of lay out the reason why, in addition to what I've said just now, it is such an important tool to have, especially with the prospect of a collapse of many different sources, of many different types in the future here?
Absolutely. Okay, well, first of all, let's briefly touch on the can anyone do this? Yeah, absolutely, because there are so many different facets to the hobby, and there's so many different ways of getting into this, and there's a lot of things that are very easy. There's different license classes where people can get in without a lot of knowledge at all. And to start out with, and then through the course of, you know, interacting with the other amateur radio people in the community, you're going to learn a lot more. But we'll get back to that here later. Communication. You're talking about preparedness. Communication. See, that's one of the things people take for granted in this highly connected information age world that we live in, because we just pick up our phones. You know, we have our little smart devices where we get on Twitter and Facebook, and, you know, we network with each other every day. We've become very dependent upon that. And when the grid goes down due to a disaster, man-made or otherwise, people find themselves in a world hurt for being able to reach out and communicate with each other. And we are not going to be able to get through any significant storm, whether it be a natural disaster, a economic collapse, or anything else that takes everything out, without talking to each other, to coordinate, to be able to help each other out. Communication is the key of it all, actually. Because no one man or woman is an island. You know, there's lots of folks out there, oh, I'll just go out into the woods all by myself and, you know, ride out the storm. It's not really too practical for it to work that way. It's a lot better if you have a community that is able to continue to coordinate and communicate with each other no matter what the circumstances are. Amateur radio practices this every single day on all sorts of different fronts. Hurricanes are a very big natural disaster that take out communication all the time. This is going to happen again and again and again as these storms batter our Gulf Coast, the Atlantic Coast, anywhere else. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, yeah, being a lifelong Floridian, I definitely know about that.
Absolutely. So you'd appreciate one of the things that we do. We have what's called the Gulf Coast Hurricane Net on HF, where normally we're not having to really worry about any emergency traffic because it's just kind of, you know, we're just there doing our thing every single day. But when there's hurricanes threatening the area, oh, we mobilize all sorts of people in the various communities that can talk to us, and we can pass traffic in and out of the area. So, you know, we can have the health and welfare stuff. We can coordinate disaster resources and all that stuff without having to worry about picking up a cell phone or worried about, oh, my internet terminal doesn't work, so we're we're not going to be able to communicate. That's not how the amateur radio community works.
Interesting. And what comes to mind is not so much a storm that hit the typical areas that usually experience these large hurricanes, and not even large hurricanes. Sometimes a tropical storm can do the trick. But what comes to mind is what happened with Hurricane Sandy. And this was an experience that I think many of us could learn a lot from. Hurricane Sandy was since Katrina. And it took out tons of infrastructure, tons of cell phone towers in particular. When we come back in just a moment from this break, I want to talk about what we learned from Hurricane Sandy and how ham radio communications really helped save the day.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are
earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Is a theater, the music, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times are tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, we're talking with David, W5MZ, and we're talking at the moment about natural disasters when, well, as you guys know, there could very well be a man-made one to take out the grid at any given time, and the grid might not come back. In the cases of the natural disasters we've experienced so far, the grid has come back in relatively short order, a couple weeks, which has really made people say, geez, I better get ready for this if it to come again. And Sandy, a couple years ago now, created quite a bit of havoc. And David, why don't you tell us what happened with Hurricane Sandy?
Well, they weren't really prepared for that storm, just like they haven't been prepared for a lot of them. And what ends up happening with the storms is you have a cascade failure of the grid. You know, pieces of it start falling apart, and then everything else gets overtaxed. And before you know it, nobody's communicating anymore because the grid isn't designed to be able to be as resilient as it needs to be. And as a result, of course, the amateur radio operators were already prepared. They were watching the storm, come in, and bunkering down in their radios with their emergency power, and relaying traffic for health and welfare, for emergency responder coordination, and all those things. You know, just like what happened with the tornadoes recently here in Arkansas, the amateur radio community had spotters out on the ground, and we saw what was happening before the news media got the story. So we generally, when we're prepared for these things, can get a heads up on these things and save a lot of lives.
I bet. And the reason for that is because it's communication that is not dependent on anything else, right? That's the gist of it?
That's basically the gist of it, because a lot of us have emergency generators, batteries, and all these things where we can, run all these various pieces of, equipment. Some of them are just portable, like handy talkie, as they call it, to be able to, communicate just across town. But we have bigger radios that, can reach out over the short waves, as most people know them as, and communicate, outside of the region. Because it's one thing to be able to communicate with inside the disaster zone. Sometimes it's absolutely imperative to be able to communicate outside of the disaster zone to be able to ferry information in and out of the area.
There are survivors. There are survivors. Come and get us.
Absolutely. That way, that information can be relayed to emergency responders, relief efforts, and things like that, where they know, where the greatest need is, where we've got to be able to get to this area because we have, so many people stranded or, in need of, blankets or, whatever it is. It depends on the time of year, the type of disaster, what you're going to end up being faced with. And amateur radio practices these kinds of things practically on a daily basis. In fact, we have Field Day coming up again this year, the last full weekend of June. Starts on the 28th and goes to the 29th.
Isn't that when you have the kids go out and play a bunch of different games and they get to jump in the potato sacks and they get to play kickball? Isn't that what Field Day is?
No, this is a completely different kind of Field Day. This is where we deploy our emergency stations.
Concern that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus. Fortunately not.
Okay, they're not like other drills then.
Oh, no, they're nothing like other drills, because we're not simulating a specific disaster. All we're doing is just, practicing communication.
Like a bombing at a marathon or
Yeah, something like that. Or school shootings.
Or airplanes being hijacked.
Or disappearing, or any number of other, you know.
Those go live.
Yeah, all the time. And we're used to that stuff, so we're kind of prepared for that, too.
David, we'll get back to amateur radio in a moment, but tell me, what was your major wake-up call? Was it 9/11? And tell me a little bit about your understanding of our current climate, and not the weather.
Man, bear, pig. Okay, I digress. I don't really think I had a specific wake-up call, because I was brought up to think for myself, you know, to examine things for what they are. And when 9/11 happened, it's like, well, gee, that looks fake. You know, there wasn't a thing to it.
You knew right away.
Oh, yeah. That was not the first false flag I had read about, had studied. You know, so this is more of the same. I don't have the waking story that a lot of people do, because I was raised that way. And, you know, God rest my father's soul. He did a really good job on that, and have to give him props about that. He had a long career in naval intelligence, and, you know, he was exposed to the, you know, mucky mucks doing their thing, and he knew all about it and was getting prepared decades ago. In fact, he was probably ahead of his time on that, and that's something pretty awesome nowadays. You know, back then, everybody thought, oh, you're a kook. You're paranoid. Ah, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you. And it actually turns out that, you know, all the steps that he was taking were absolutely progressive, you know, on the bleeding edge of, hey, you know, we really need to get ready for this, because we need to be able to ride this storm out. There's got to be responsible people ready when the dust settles to put this thing back together. We're going to have no end of carpetbaggers going, ah, we got a government for you. Just sign on the dotted line. We'll sell you into another dictatorship. Yay, yay, yay. We need to be able to do this right. And unfortunately, the climate that we're in right now, they're doing about as wonderful a job as can possibly be done running our government right into the ground. And they're not going to be able to kick the can down the road, as they say, all that much longer. At some point in time, we're going to have some pretty serious problems, and they're not going to be able to solve them, because we're basing our economy on all this fraudulent debt and everything else. We got all these wars we're spread too thin on. Oh, war, let's go bomb them, let's just get in everywhere, you know, the empire building and all this stuff, and it always causes empires to collapse. You know, what we're seeing now is, you know, basically kind of a repeat of what happened to the Roman Empire. I mean, if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it, and here we are, we're repeating our history yet again.
It's scary. You can read it like a book after a while, and the usurpers are still there, the emperors, the same sort of dialectic is being used, the problem-reaction-solution dialectic. It's the same old trick, man.
Oh, it is. It's getting stale. You know, you look at it and you go, really? Y'all are trying this again? Oh, come on now. Get alive.
Yeah, I agree, man. This guy's awesome. David, W5MZ is his call letters, I guess. Maybe that's just radio. Anyways, we're going to come back and continue this conversation. Move on to other areas of prepping as well on the other side.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and
dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
But don't be surprised if my eyes are in the sky and inside when my spirit is weak.
All right, welcome back. So what other things are you doing to prep, David?
Well, one of the major things we're doing is working on the data network, where we have the ability to pass data back and forth, whether it be pictures, teleconferencing, that kind of thing, without the benefit of the grid. Because eventually we're going to run into, an overbearing censorship state, where they're trying to keep you from talking to each other. You're not allowed to do this. We're not going to let you do this. even if it manages to hold together. But at some point in time, it's going to come down. They're going to kind of go martial law and all that stuff, and we won't be able to communicate with each other. And it's one thing to be able to get on the radio and say, hey, Bob, what you doing? You know, we need some help over here. But to be able to actually send inventory lists of what we need, you know, coordinate, you know, with, you know, bigger amounts of digital data, we kind of have on packet, what they call packet radio, sort of what the internet does, because they can route from node to node to node all across the place. And
and is this encrypted?
No, it doesn't need to. See, okay, we got this big, huge privacy thing, you know, going on here, that the NSA is into everything and spying on us, you know, violating our Fourth Amendment.
And they are, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they absolutely are. They've been doing that for decades, Bob. They've been doing it for decades. This is nothing new. This is not a new revelation.
I think it's so funny that it's almost being presented, well, at least for the mainstream media, it's new because they've refused to cover it. But,
exactly.
You know, this Edward Snowden guy is not really telling us anything that we didn't already cover on a daily basis and know for tens of twenties of years. I don't know that that made sense, but you get my drift.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what we do is we examine this whole situation for what it is. Okay, we have no reasonable expectation of privacy, where we're supposed to have an expectation of privacy, where if I pick up my telephone and I call Bob and say, hey, I want to talk to Bob, I have the nanny looking over my shoulder, listening to every word, or at least recording it so they can use it against us later at some convenient time. Okay, so let's just forget about the encryption for right now, and let's just start, you know, talking off-grid. And at least we know when we're using amateur radio stuff that's not encrypted that anybody can listen. At least we know people are listening. I would rather be in an environment where it's completely transparent, where everybody can listen, than to have this false expectation of privacy where only the evil people that intend you harm are listening in. So that's not a good thing. But there's lots of things that we can do, because they are not all powerful. Everybody's afraid of the government. Oh, they can spy on everything. Well, not really. They do a lot of things to make it easy for themselves. They herd everybody onto these free email services like Gmail, Yahoo, Hotmail, where all of your email is being stored on some other remote server that they're already in. They can read your email anytime they want. So why make it easy for them? You know, why do that?
By the way, folks, you can always email me, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. Go ahead.
You know, I had to get you a private email there. One of the things I am doing for the amateur radio friends that I've got is setting up a private, secured, I know, email server on W5MZ.com. But you got to be an amateur radio operator, and it's word of mouth, and you got to know me or know somebody to get referred to get access to that, because I don't have enough resources to give it out to the entire world, and that's not the point. That's not the point at all. But you stay away from that kind of stuff. You stay away from the search engine toolbar. So every one of these search engines, we want to install this toolbar on your system. We want to install this on your system. We want to install this on your system. Before you know it, you've got all this embedded software inside your computer, which is basically spyware, taking every little piece of private information that you've got and funneling it up to some, you know, black hole somewhere for it to sit, you know, until somebody comes and exploits it later. It's actually kind of ridiculous. So just use common sense. Don't use search engines that log everything. Don't use the toolbars. Don't do things the way everybody else does. Just because it makes a tiny bit, a little bit more convenient for you doesn't mean that it's necessarily good, because that's the bait and switch there. Oh, we're going to make this more convenient. We're going to make this easier for you. You know, we'll keep track of your search history for you. You know, you need us to keep track of all your information. Yeah, give us everything on the cloud. Yes, we want to move everything over to the cloud, because you don't need your own hard drive anymore. We'll manage your data for you. And if you're a good boy, we might let you access it. But if you do something that we don't like, well, we'll just take your data away from you. You won't get to access it at all. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous, Bob.
It sure is, man. So what's the solution?
We make our own infrastructure. So, you know, you could have your own cloud software on your own servers.
All right, now, how do we do that? And please, explain this to me in layman's terms, because by all means, I'm a layman.
Okay, you get the thingamabob and you hook it up to the doohickey. Okay, I'm a little slap happy. It's been a long day, and I'm still at it here. So, let's see. You basically just try to use not off-the-shelf stuff. You know, that kind of is unfortunate for the people that have been dumbed down, you know, by this point-and-click generation, because 20 years ago, to operate the computers, to get on the Internet, I mean, you were bleeding edge. I mean, the Internet was just starting, you know, to become, you know, public knowledge 20 years ago. You know, before that, it's like you could ask anybody on the street, you know what the Internet is, and they're just going to give you a dumb look. Huh? Internet? What are you talking about? Oh, you mean like AOL? That's you know, a sad state of affairs that, you know, people now don't understand what the computers do in the background. So you got to have somebody like me, you know, one of your friends, something like that, you know, helping you out, you know, doing these kinds of things, you know, setting your private email up on a server that is not hosted by Google or Yahoo or something, because we can do this ourselves. And if they make it difficult for us, well, it's just a little bit more research that we got to do. Because if you go out there and look at the how-tos, Linux is a beautiful thing and can run all of these services. And guess what? Linux is free. You don't have to pay these big corporations all this licensing to do this stuff.
Open source, right?
It's all open source. It's been a collaboration of, you know, thousands of developers over decades, you know, getting all this software to mature. And it matures a lot faster than, you know, what you've got in the Microsoft, you know, corporate, you know, realm. Yes, they've got a lot of research dollars to dump into this stuff, but they're only one small little organization, and they're not sharing their data with anybody else. They're not worried about interoperation. We don't want it to work with anybody else. We want everybody to be locked into our way of doing things, so we have to do it our way. You know, your product isn't going to work because you haven't paid us off, so, you know, we're going to break your product. That's what happened to a friend of mine. He had this Garmin GPS thing, and he's been updating the maps on the thing, and then all of a sudden they've decided, well, you can't use Windows XP to update it anymore. So now he's up the creek without a paddle on that, because he's not very computer savvy, and he's looking at having to upgrade to, like, Windows 7 or, God forbid, Windows 8. And throw out all the knowledge that he has and have to learn it all over again. Guess what? I get to help him. No, I don't mind. He's a good friend.
You're a nice guy.
He's a good friend of mine. He helps me out. Hey, you know, he catches lots of beautiful, awesome, tasty fish in this lake. And, you know, he pays me off in fish.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you know, hey, you got some fish sides for me? I'll come fix you.
Yeah, a little fish bribe. How do you cook them?
All sorts of different ways. You bake them, you fry them, you know, it just kind of depends on what you're in the mood for.
What's your favorite way to cook them?
It depends on what mood I'm in.
All right. I like a nice grilled fish, like on a charcoal grill.
Charcoal grill's best thing.
No, I don't know if I like charcoal grill. But like a wood fire grill, like a natural charcoal grill, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, we got one of those too, so.
Not those nasty, poison-ridden charcoal.
Yeah, you don't need that stuff. You can make your own charcoal.
Make your own charcoal. All right, let's do a tutorial since I've derailed us on making your own charcoal. How do you do it?
That is a little bit too off topic. And
off topic here.
Well, yeah, no, you're right, but I've been up way entirely too many hours today.
This is how you make your own charcoal. You take wood.
And you heat it.
You heat it.
That's basically it. You heat it and you deprive it of oxygen, and it, you know, bakes off, you know, the excess stuff, and then what you got left will burn quite nicely.
For a guy who's very technically oriented, you're also a big fan of nature and stuff, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so
wonderful.
So we gotta balance these things, and when we get back, we'll continue to juggle the technical world and the communications world with the natural world.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Iron shirt and chase it down out of hurt. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of hurt. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer.
It's the Bob Tuskin Show.
To find another
race. And we're back with David. W5MZ are his call letters, and he is a amateur radio operator, a prepper aficionado, an activist in this so-called alternative media for many, many years now, a thinker, and a pain in my ass. David, how are you, man?
I like being a pain in your ass.
If you're a pain in my ass, then what does that make me? That's the real question, you know?
We won't go there. But hey, that, at least I don't bore Bob, so that's a good thing.
Oh, that's only on Fridays.
Now you're talking about. Well, yeah, that's true. But
go ahead.
But nature is a wonderful thing, as you were saying. And I do spend a lot of time outdoors fishing and all that stuff. And I've got a radio that I take with me fishing that is submersible. So if I drop it in the lake, as long as it's tethered to something.
Did you see
floats,
what he did there, folks? He went from nature to talking about bringing a radio with him. Like that?
It's for emergency stuff because a lot of the places we go fishing ain't cell phone range. So if you got an emergency, you got to be able to get a hold of somebody and go, help, I need help.
Now imagine what the people in the cities, in the inner cities, are going to do when the stuff hits the fan. Imagine. Because at least the people in the country, so to speak, are somewhat aware of the limitations of technology and the limitations of our urban, or limitations from what we might experience in the inner city. So imagine how these people are going to react. What is their psychology is important here to look at. And David, you also garden, right?
Oh, yeah. We grow lots of stuff. We take advantage of the land. We take advantage of the natural springs where we got the nice clean water. We've got a lot of resources here.
You fluoridate the water, by the way?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, I'm going to put rat poison in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not tranquil.
I'm just making
enough.
Sure you're fluoridating your water. Okay.
Yeah. No, all I got to do to be tranquil is going to go fishing for a couple hours. And
what's up, guys?
Yeah,
now,
you don't need the
people. The people in the cities are going to have a world of hurt when the grocery stores are empty because there's no place to go fishing inside the big metropolitan areas.
Nope.
Not really. No wild game, you know, no foraging, no nothing. They're going to be scrambling for food, and they're going to be fighting everybody else over the last little morsel. It's going to be a very ugly situation. And so to stave that off, if you can't get out of those areas, you're going to need to have some storable food and that kind of stuff, and you're not going to want anybody else to know that you got it. You got to look like you ain't got anything else, just like everybody else. Because as soon as it looks like, oh, wait a minute, Bob's got something.
Oh, Bob's
you're going to have the entire city going, we want that last morsel of food. We're hungry. Because when people start starving, they start getting desperate, and they start doing things that they wouldn't otherwise do. So, you know, they call it the
what
zombie
would you
apocalypse
expect?
Or you, whatever.
Your children
exactly, that's
are
exactly
starving.
What you should expect.
Your children are starving, okay? We just had Father's Day. Your children are starving. What do you do?
Yeah.
You going to watch them suffer? No. And I don't want to say that it's human nature to go out and go crazy because it's not. It's a matter of scarcity. Okay?
Survival.
When people are introduced to scarcity, their behaviors change. And the best example I can give of this is a test that was done with chickens. The chickens were provided an abundance of food and water, a lot like what we have today. Okay? So whenever we're hungry, we go to the store. Granted, you have some Federal Reserve notes to do so. If not, you can get your food stamps. But you go to the store and you get some food and you eat your food. And when you're hungry again, you can go to the store and the food's always there. Now, in all actuality, you and I know that food will not be there. There's only about 2 days worth of food. And most of that food comes from trucks that travel thousands of miles away to get that food in the first place. But for the sake of this example, whenever you're hungry, you go get the food. And whenever the chickens were hungry, they would go to the food dispenser and they would get the food. Well, they observed the chickens' behaviors, David. And what they found was that the chickens acted naturally and ate their food. And whenever they were hungry, they'd go get some more and they drank their water and so on and so forth. Well, when scarcity was introduced, when that food was taken away from them and then brought back and then taken away from them and in other words, they were introduced with a scarce food environment. What happened next is a lot like what you might expect would happen for humans. Their behaviors changed. Only then did they start to hoard. Only then did they start to steal from one another and get aggressive. And with enough scarcity, they could even have the chickens kill each other. Okay? And this is all a behavior out of scarcity. And in this case, and maybe in our case as well, artificial scarcity, man-made scarcity.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, and that's exactly what's going to happen if you're not prepared for it. Not that this food that you're getting from the grocery store is all that good for you anyway, so
sure. You
already have an incentive to be able to produce your own natural, healthy food because you're going to live a lot happier, healthier life and not have so many problems, not have to be inflicted with all the pharmaceuticals just to stay alive, you know, because you're not getting the vitamins, the nutrients, you know, the things that you need that have been in the food up until just recently because the soils have been depleted and the genetically modified stuff has gotten in there. Go Monsanto. Thank you for that. We appreciate you on that one. Our food supply is compromised as it is. And it is imperative to have a food solution. Because you can live about 3 weeks without food. You can live about 3 days without water. You can live about 3 minutes without air. So you got to think about all those things because what happens, you know, when you start losing your resources, when you don't have clean water to drink, when you don't have food, how long are you going to be able to actually survive? Not very long.
Maybe people should become breatharians. You know what the breatharians
yeah.
Got that guy in India.
Yeah, but they'll get tagged.
Yeah, that's true. They'll have to breathe in the chemtrails.
Yeah, they'll breathe in the chemtrails. They'll have to pay carbon tax for all that. So, you know, there's no winning on that one.
That's true. They'll tax your shoes. They'll tax your feet. Tax man.
No, well, they tax our taxes. So, you know,
they'll tax your taxes.
Yeah, and it just because you think, you know, dying gets you out of it. Now, when you're dead, you still have to pay taxes. So, you know, there's a whole special class of return
dead
for
tax.
Dead people. So dead people are still paying, you know, taxes. It's incredible.
Jeez. It's a never-ending cycle of taxation.
It's all a fraud. And all this taxation is not going to anything beneficial anymore. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine up in Manhattan. And he had gotten a nice new job, higher pay, and was all excited about that until he got his first paycheck and realized that he got bumped up a tax bracket. He's actually taking home less money than his old job. He is getting taxed more than what he's allowed to keep. And he's just like, you know, when will this stop? Well, until this system finally winds down and gives up the ghost because it's overextended itself for too entirely too long, it's going to continue.
Yep, that's exactly right. It's scary when that happens. I got a new job. I think I'm going to make more money, and I do make more money, except when they tax me. And then I'm bringing home the same amount. Jeez. Very scary
stuff. Or less.
Stuff. Or less. Yeah, that's exactly right. David, let's do another hour here because I think we're on a roll here. And we'll continue this conversation. Maybe take some calls next hour. I don't want to make any promises, but we will continue with David. The website, W5MZ.com, right?
Absolutely, W5MZ.com. There's all sorts of information there. One of the lead articles on there has some information about Field Day, which is coming up the last weekend in June here. And it's got the Field Day locator on the ARRL, so you can get out there and you can find a local club, start meeting people that can communicate.
You're not communicating with me because what you just said sounded like Chinese. I'm sorry.
It is Chinese.
MLZW5X. Jeez. All right. Well, he'll have to break that down for me because yours truly is not very intelligent. So we'll have to get to that next hour, and we'll get to some other things as well. David is our guest tonight at W5MZ.com. Do a little research before the next hour, and we will continue this enlightening conversation on many of different fronts in just seconds.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With finance. With financial.